Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It was one of those strange coincidences of life. It took place near the old River Kwai in Thailand. At this site during World War II, the Japanese Occupation Army used slave labor to build a Thai-Burmese jungle railway. Execution, starvation, cruelty, and tropical diseases resulting from a lack of sanitation and health care took the lives of more than 100,000 people, mostly Asians, along with Americans, Australians, Dutch, and some 16,000 British soldiers. A half century later, fate brought together some of the Japanese and the British. A group of Japanese veterans had returned to the old River Kwai to pray for forgiveness and to make peace with themselves before they went across the bridge that leads to eternity. It happened that the same day, a group of British vets just happened to be also at the same place, slowly walking over the bridge that crossed the River Kwai, reliving the horrors which had taken place more than a half century before. Both groups, unbeknown to the other, happened to schedule lunch at a nearby cafe. According to a press dispatch, each group knew that the other was a couple tables away, but made no attempt to even recognize the other's presence. At first, it was like neither wanted to admit that the former enemy existed. Then Takashi Nagase, a 76-year-old Japanese veteran who had spent decades striving to bring reconciliation and healing, asked a reporter if he would be so kind as to ask the head of the British delegation if they just might speak to each other for a few moments. What an opportunity for healing and reconciliation for both groups of men, ones who had been bitter enemies and were living in the sunset years of their lives. Arthur Lang, 73, of Manchester, the leader of the British group, responded, "What the Japanese did was unforgivable. If I came over, I would spit in his face. It is better for his own safety that I don't." Within minutes, the Japanese group quietly left the restaurant and made their way on their journey. The British, once prisoners of the Japanese, also left the River Kwai. This time, not prisoners of the Japanese, prisoners of their own hatred and bitterness. At the height of the Los Angeles riots that took place a few years ago, a black leader approached a group of young people who were burning and looting and asked, "Why are you doing this?" They replied, "Because of the injustices done to our people for 400 years. She then asked, "When will the scales balance? When will you know when is enough?" They couldn't answer. How long should you carry bitterness and anger in your hearts for the injustice which has been done to you? How long is enough? Jesus said, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Some opportunities present themselves only once. For those who happen to meet at the River Kwai on that warm day, there's no going back, no second chance. Before death silences the one whom you need to forgive, better learn to say it, to ask it, to extend it. When you live with bitterness and anger, you become your own worst enemy, and the one who dies with that bitterness carries it into eternity. Forgiveness is God's answer, the only way you'll find healing.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.